Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very, very basic but amazing story about the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, first Chabad Rebbe. Now, the Alter Rebbe, old rabbi, is a translation. The Alter Rebbe was a chassid of the Mezritcher Magid. The Mezritcher Magid was a chassid of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, after Baal Shem Tov was nistalek, the Mezritcher Magid took over, not right away, but after some time, took over the leadership of the Hasidic movement. And after the Mezritcher Magid was nistalek, again, not immediately, but eventually, the Alter Rebbe took over the leadership of the Hasidic movement in general, although there were many other Rebbe's also from among the students of the Mezritcher Magid. But this story is about the first extended time period in which the Alter Rebbe spent learning by his Rebbe, the Mezritcher Magid. And the story goes like this. The Alter Rebbe was a great Torah genius before he was ever a chassid. And he was not sure whether he should continue his studies in Vilna, by the Vilna Gaon, who he had heard about being a great, great Torah scholar, or if he should continue his studies by the Mezritcher Magid, who was the Hasidic leader of that generation. Now, he knew already a lot about learning Torah, but he knew relatively less, I'm sure he knew a lot, but he knew relatively less about davening, about serving Hashem through prayer. And therefore, he decided that he would go to the Mezritcher Magid. And that doesn't mean at all that the Mezritcher Magid was weak in the study of Nigla, the study of Gemara, and the study of Halacha. Not at all. The Mezritcher Magid was a huge Torah scholar, a huge Talmid Chacham in every part of Torah. But in any case, he did go to learn for a year by the Mezritcher Magid. Now, at that time, Hasidus was not always so popular, and there were some people that were very, very, very much against it. And Alter Rebbe's own father-in-law was one of those people who was very suspicious of Hasidus and thought that it was terrible and thought that all Hasidim were terrible. And therefore, when Alter Rebbe went off to study under the Mezritcher Magid, his father-in-law became very, very, very upset. He even tried to get his daughter, the Alter Rebbe's wife, to press for a divorce and other things. But in the end, Alter Rebbe came back from Mezritch, where he had studied and become a chassid of the Mezritcher Magid. When he came home, his father-in-law was very, very angry. And he said, "What have you been doing this whole time? You wasted a whole year by those wild people," meaning the Chassidim. "You're just wasting your time." The Alter Rebbe answered, "I learned that Hashem creates the world." "What?" his father-in-law said. "What do you mean? You spent the whole year learning that Hashem creates the world? I could ask our maid, and she'll be able to tell me that. She's never learned any Gemara. She barely knows any way of reading or anything like that. And she'll certainly tell me. Watch, watch, watch." He called in the maid and said, "Zelda." "Yes," said the maid. "Yes, sir. What do you want, sir?" "Zelda, please," said Alter Rebbe's father-in-law, trying to control himself and to control his anger. "Who created the world?" "Why, of course," said the maid. "It's the Almighty. The Eibushter created the world." "Aha," said the father-in-law. "You see that? She knew that. She was able to tell me right away that the Eibushter created the world. You just wasted your time." The Alter Rebbe said, "She says that the Eibushter created the world, but I know it." And that's the story. Now, this story takes a little explanation. What is the difference between saying it? Obviously, she must know it if she said it. What does the Alter Rebbe mean? She does know that the Eibushter created the world. She said it. And the Alter Rebbe said, no, she only says it, but I know it. Okay, so let's take an example. Let's take a car. Now, if I lift up the hood on my car, I can point to the engine and I could say, this engine makes the car go. True. But what if there is an expert mechanic who knows every single part of the car, knows exactly how every part works, knows exactly how everything works together. And he comes along and he says, this engine makes the car go. Well, that means something completely different than me. I say that the engine makes the car go, but I really have absolutely no idea of how it is that the engine makes the car go. I have no idea how the engine works. I have no idea how the engine connects to the wheels or anything else. I say that the engine makes the car go, but I really don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying the words. I have no idea what it means that the engine makes the car go. Whereas the mechanic, the professional mechanic, he knows every part in that engine, every part in the car, everything about how it works. And when he says that the engine makes the car go, he means to say, I know exactly how it is that this engine makes this car go. In every detail, with every moving part, what every single part accomplishes and how it connects to all the other parts, I know how this engine makes this car go. Okay, now let's go back to the story. The maidservant said, the Eibusher creates the world. True, very true statement. But does she really understand how is it that the Eibusher creates the world? Does she understand anything about how the world came into existence from absolute nothingness? Does she have any idea of what it really means when it says that Hashem said, he or there should be light? No. She just knows, simply, the Eibusher created the world, which is great. It's wonderful. It's fine. But when the Alter Rebbe said that he spent the year studying by the Mizrachi Maggid, and he really went into deep study of how it is that the world, which did not exist, came into existence, and he studied probably thousands of pages of Chassidus and Kabbalah in order to understand much more deeply what this actually means and how it is that Hashem creates the world and creates it every single moment. So the Alter Rebbe really knows what he's talking about when he says that Hashem creates the world. And this is part of serving Hashem. That is, of course, we do what Hashem says, and we don't do what Hashem doesn't say. But a person who really learns Torah deeply and really understands all the reasons for the mitzvahs, as much as a person can understand, and really understands the spiritual depth of the Torah, this is a different type of Torah mitzvahs. And in fact, when Mashiach comes and the Gula comes, eventually the occupation, as the Rambam puts it, of the entire world will be to know Hashem, meaning that every single person will be involved in knowing Hashem. And that doesn't mean we'll all be equal, especially between Jewish people and non-Jewish people. There'll be many, many levels of knowing Hashem, many differences. There'll be prophecy that everybody will experience, but there'll be very many different levels in this prophecy. But nevertheless, our life as Jews, as people who keep Torah mitzvahs, will be completely different then than it is now. It will be on a much, much higher level, much more satisfying, much more simcha, much more joy and happiness in serving Hashem, because we'll really know Hashem in the most intimate and deep and broad way, and constantly learning more and more. And this is what we're looking forward to. May Hashem come immediately and build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaBechira, the house which Hashem chooses in Yerushalayim. May it happen immediately, especially through our learning of Torah and our mitzvahs and our good deeds, immediately, as we say, if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.